Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Right, it's a segment in two parts today, both focused on water warriors from the beauty industry. They found a creative and often very humorous take on how to save water in the area of personal grooming. The bottom line is that just because we're having to cut back on water doesn't mean that we all have to look grubby and tired all the time. If you were listening yesterday, you would have heard our fabulous find, a spa which offered waterless procedures. We're going to hear in a little while from a hairdresser who has found ways of cutting down on water use. Right now, though, I want to talk to a beauty blogger about how industries in this field are adapting to the new normal and what we can do in our own homes to find a way around the water use that goes with so much of the beauty routine. So it's a great pleasure to welcome to the studio beauty writer and founder of the blog Lip Gloss Is My Life, Lee Funnenberg. I'm still laughing at your latest column. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I just have to share a couple of highlights of that column with our audience before we delve into the topic, because a week or so ago, Lee posted a blog post that had all of us here at Stitches at work. It was called Day Zero Water Saving Beauty Tips, aka How to Not Look and Smell Like a Swamp Donkey When We Run Out of Water. And she went on to say things like this: I've done a lot of thinking as to how I will manage to look moy in the last few weeks before I have to flee to a water-rich country. A girl's still got to look good in her Skype job interviews should she decide to flee to Dubai, ironically a giant desert where you can still take a bath. And as a single lady, I don't want to look or smell vile should I find myself spending 3 hours next to a hottie while queuing for my daily water ration. It was really, really funny reading Lee, but it's full of really, really good practical advice.
Thank you.
I mean, if you think about it, most of our general beauty routines do require water use.
Yes, it does. From washing your face to your hair, I mean, you do need water, but I think you can definitely cut down on how much you use. Do you want me to jump straight into tips?
Let's go through a couple of the ones you mentioned in the blog post, and if you've got questions about them or if you want to engage with Lee, please remember you can call us on 021-446-0567. The one that we know spends a lot of water is dealing with the hair, okay? And depending on what kind of hair you have, how quickly it gets greasy or dries out, some people have to wash it more frequently than others.
I'm one of those people. My hair gets oily basically every single day. I have to wash my hair, otherwise it's flat or limp. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to do now is only do that every second day and use dry shampoo, which is like a saving grace. It's almost like baby powder in a can that you spray onto your hair, and it absorbs all the oil, and then you can brush it out so that it doesn't kind of leave a white residue.
Okay.
Although they do make a variant for people who have darker hair. So you, for example, could use the one, it almost looks like cocoa powder. So there are ways to kind of stretch out washing. And I mean, speaking of which, I think the best advice I could give to anyone would be to get a camping shower.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of looks like a giant IV bag.
Yes.
You know?
Good description. Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, you can fill it with hot water from your kettle or leave it in the sun if the day is hot and warm, just to heat things up a little bit. And you can just hang it over your existing shower head. I personally think it would be better to use in the bath, however, because that way you can catch any of the water that runs off of you, you know.
And then use that for something else. Yeah.
Exactly. You make a delicious cup of tea.
With the leftover shampoo. Charming. Yeah. Okay. I was actually looking into this yesterday. I've been toying with the idea of getting a camping shower. And I mean, they're relatively affordable. They range from around about 150 Rand.
Yeah. If you can find one.
There's the bottom line, because they're all sold out from what I could see online yesterday. But you can get them from Take a Lot and from Outdoor Warehouse and places like that. They go up to really fancy, expensive ones. And I know we've got a couple of regular campers listening who might have some input here and which ones work the best and heat up the fastest. If you'd like to share that with us, please pop an SMS to 31567. But otherwise, dry shampoo. I've never used it before, so I'm on the back of reading your column, I'm going to go and look for some. You recommended a particular brand that you
Batiste.
Like.
Batiste. It's my absolute favorite. Okay. So I wasn't sure if I could mention brand names on air.
Please do.
Batiste is brilliant. It's my absolute favorite. I know Clicks often has 3-for-1 specials, and it's always a good time to buy. So then you can get like 20 Rand off or whatever. So, I mean, as it is, because I love that product so much, I always stock up on it. I like to use it even when my hair isn't greasy, because it just gives you more volume.
Okay.
So if you've got fine hair and you just feel like you need a bit of a lift, just stick that in. I haven't used it today, however.
We can't tell. It's radio. It's all okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. And then moving on, some other things that, you know, people should consider is, you know, when you wash your face, kind of maybe switch to things like baby wipes, you know, so you can use it on your face, your hands, you know, sort of under your arms, so you don't have to necessarily, like if you wake up in the morning, you can kind of give yourself a wet wipe bath, and then after gym in the evening, then you can jump in the shower. A lot of people have mentioned that, you know, baby wipes aren't necessarily the most environmentally friendly option. Yep. But you can buy biodegradable ones.
That's good to know.
Yeah. They are pricey, though. Mm. There is a brand. I can't remember its name. I think it's Pure Beginnings.
Okay.
And I think I've seen them at Babies R Us or Baby Warehouse. I wandered in there the other day to sort of get a price on them. And they definitely are more expensive than your normal wipes. But, you know, if you can afford it and, you know, you are very environmentally conscious, yeah, I would say go for it. That's a nice thing of you to do.
It's a huge point. I mean, we've made it several times that we don't want to have to create the next environmental crisis in the way we deal with the current one. So please be mindful of things like recycling the plastic bottles you're buying water in. This is another example. If you're going to be looking for a product as an alternative to water, make sure it's one that can be recycled, or in this case is a biodegradable version. Also important to note that wipes are not all equal, and some of them have got stuff in them that is not ideal for faces, particularly for someone like, I've got eczema, I've got very sensitive skin. I remember from the days of dealing with the baby wipes for the purpose for which they were created, that even that could irritate my skin depending on the brand.
Exactly. Well, formulations have improved a lot, but like you said, not all are equal. Look for a baby wipe. And the reason why I'm mentioning baby wipes as opposed to facial ones is because the ones specifically designed for your face are very pricey. Mm. So go for the baby ones, you'll save a fortune. And look for the ones that are fragrance-free. Even if it says, you know, specially formulated for sensitive skins, flip it over, read the ingredients, make sure there isn't any alcohol or perfume in there, because those too can irritate your skin. And you might find that you were using them before with no problems, but if you are using it kind of like every day and relying on it more heavily, you could end up with an irritation.
Okay, so, thanks. Good advice.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We're going to go back to hair for a minute because Alison has given us a call from Cormacy. I'm going to ask Lee just to pop the headphones on so you can hear Alison clearly. Alison?
Oh, we lost Alison.
She had a brilliant solution, and I'll say it on your behalf, Alison, because you've done the same thing my friend Helen has done. You simply decided that the easiest way to manage hair in the absence of water is to cut it all off. She shaved her hair for a cancer survivor in honor of a cancer survivor. My friend Helen had hers cut off and donated to make a wig for cancer patients. So consider that. Now is the time to be bold and try a really radical shortcut.
Yeah, she's a braver woman than I am. Respect, Alison.
Thanks. I'm sorry we lost your phone line there, Alison, but thanks for passing on the message. Okay, makeup. Okay, we all still have to go to work. Many of us still have to interact with clients and people coming in for interviews and hopefully look all right and not having them screaming in the opposite direction, which means makeup is required. Getting makeup off is a battle at the best of times.
Yes. There's something called micellar water, which is going to change your life. Now, a lot of people don't know how to pronounce it. They're like, is it micellar, micellar? They're not too sure.
I've been saying micellar. Okay.
You know micellar. What? Apparently it's micellar or micellar or micellar, but it's not micellar.
Okay. But it's spelled micellar.
Yeah, exactly. But go, you know, you'll find it at any store like Clicks. They are very expensive high-end brands, but if you're going to be using a lot of it, I would say pick something like Garnier. Mm. I think it's about 70 rand, or you can get the smaller bottles for about 35.
I was going to say, I use it, and I think I bought one for 35 or 40 rand.
Those are the tiny ones. You can get them in varying sizes, but that is such a game changer for me. I mean, I've been using it way before the drought kicked in. How it works is that it's a oil and water suspension, mm-hmm. and the oil kind of like grabs all the dirt and, you know, the impurities in your face, and then it kind of goes into the cotton pad that you're using. So what you do is you dab it onto a cotton pad and then you smear it on your face, and so the oil picks up all the nastiness, but it's kind of, oh, it's really difficult to explain. It's quite technical, but when it's wiped away, the oil remains on the pad, but the water is what's left on your skin. So you don't feel oily. It's not like if you had to use a face wash and now suddenly you're soapy and you need to rinse. Mm. It literally feels like water on your face.
So, and you wipe off and you don't have to rinse at the end.
Exactly. You can wipe off and go to bed, and you've done a good job of taking off your makeup. There's nothing on. You're good to go.
Okay, fantastic. So that's micellar water, however we're going to pronounce it. Okay, some great great SMSs and WhatsApps coming in here. Thank you so much, Jill, saying my biggest headache with the water restrictions is washing my hair. Mm. I'm now using a leave-in conditioner, which I spray on, and I can go 2 days without washing. I can also refresh my hair on the in-between day, and I now do so with leave-in conditioner. Jill, thank you so much for that suggestion. I've also switched to a 2-in-1, which I know is not ideal for your hair, but just to get us through the week.
Yeah.
Over a couple of days.
Tough
to cut down. Let's take one for the team. Okay. Sorry if my flock of golden lasses or dark glossy lasses.
Lustrous, dark, glossy locks.
Thank you for that. Okay. It's not there anymore. Just deal with it. Okay. Letitia also says Click sells flushable baby wipes, the My Earth brand, and you can use those to save water. Thanks for the tip there, Letitia.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. I will update my post. Thank you.
Thanks, Letitia. And thank you, Lisa and Claremont, simply saying my pool washes my hair. Okay. We've got one more before we let you go, Lee, and that's to do with hand sanitizer, because we know, obviously washing hands is important from a hygiene perspective.
Yes.
But it does use a lot of water. Any suggestions?
Well,
there?
First of all, good luck if you can find hand sanitizer, yeah. Because it's currently
out of stock,
sold out everywhere. But if you are using it, bear in mind that it is very drying on your hands. Mm. So invest in a nice hand cream, something that also, again, isn't highly fragranced, because you're going to have irritated skin. Look for something like Neutrogena. They've got that like Swiss hand formula brands that specialize in sensitive skin. People like Eucerin, they have great options. Just something that can help restore your skin barrier after it's been stripped away. Because if you lose that barrier, it's difficult to get it back. And then you're open to things like you were saying, like eczema and, redness, all the nastiness.
And infection, etc., which is the last thing you want. Yeah. So, okay. Some really great practical tips. And we haven't even covered everything Lee has covered in her blog, so I'd like to direct our listeners to that blog to read more and perhaps to share with you their own suggestions. Lee, it's lipglossismylife.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, it is the funniest thing you'll read this week. Please do yourself and go and have a look for the water saving article. Send Lee your own suggestions so she can spread the word, and let's do every little drop counts.
Yes, definitely.
Lee Funnerberg, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
John Matham, weekday afternoon, 3 to 6.
Let's go to Parliament, where Lucky Montana has been testifying, and Lindsay Dentlinger.
If you've never heard a canary sing, you need to be here. He is dropping names all over the place, and it's actually becoming quite difficult to keep up and to try to fit in where everybody that he says is involved in this elaborate state capture scene, where they all fit in.
John Matham on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Is your business switched on when it comes to IT solutions? If you're partnered with DigiCape, it is. Because with a personalized IT solution from DigiCape,
including ladies' wear, men's wear, bedding, surfwear, shoes, underwear, and a full range of accessories. When AP Jones of Fishhook has a sale, it's for real, with all items being individually marked down. Celebrating 90 years and well into the fourth generation, the AP Jones family knows how to run a good sale. For serious reductions on all branded merchandise, get to the sale at AP Jones in the heart of Fishhook.